Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from the creek and the cave. Holy moly, cannoli, schmoly, foley, hugh. I got a little Jewy at the end there. Sorry about that. I am from New York. Everybody there is a Jew. It's just what happens when you eat 1 billion bagels. So, which you will do there inevitably. Anyway, what's going on? What are we going to cover today? Here are the headlines. All right. We got, first off, we're going to talk about Gen Z Catholic influencers make church look cooler than ever. That's according to the New York Post, followed by Artemis II kicking off a trip around the moon after surpassing Apollo 13's distance record, followed by a story about 8 scientists missing or dead. Full list of baffling disappearances. That's fun. And then finally, we're going to close it out with a little AOC story hit with an ethics complaint over $19K in campaign cash spent on ketamine specialist. Wow, that's a lot of K's. More than 3, though, so that's good, right? Okay, anyway, what's going on with me? Let's do a little quick personal update. Oh my God, who got 6 hours of sleep last night? Me, this bitch, that's who, 6 whole hours. You proud of me? Thank you. Thank you so much. I did it. I got some sleep. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, things are definitely settling down into, I guess, like this new normal with a baby, which I got to say, don't recommend. Don't have them. Don't do it. But here's the weird flip side. When you do, you're like, holy shit, why the fuck didn't I do this before? This is amazing. And also, I want to jump off a cliff. It's like a weird roller coaster of like semi-suicidal feelings. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling. Like, I guess suicidal ideation is kind of what you settle into, which is nice. I mean, at least it's not homicidal ideation, right? I don't want to go out and like shoot up a post office, right? All I want to do is something simple. Like when we take a trip to the park, I just let myself slip into the lake and just a little bloop, and that's it. And I'm gone. Like a mermaid, perhaps, perchance. So yeah, anyway, that's what's going on with me. Okay. So now, you know, you could definitely feel free to do a wellness check if you like. Always welcome. Actually, all my friends are just people who do wellness checks on me occasionally. And that's how I have friendships. I don't actually do anything else, and neither do they. And nobody talks to me for long stretches of time. And I love that because I get a lot of reading done. So let's cover the stories, shall we? Let's do it. So first up, we got Gen Z Catholic influencers make church look cooler than ever, snapping up hundreds of thousands of social media followers. This is according to a report by Allison Lacks of the New York Post. First off the top of my head, I already know that this is a big old bag of bullshit, but that's okay, New York Post. I know what you're trying to do. I get it. I understand America's search for meaning. Let's funnel them back into the church, baby. Come on. That's where the wafers are. That's where the least delicious wafers we have in the country are. Let's go over there. That's where the least good wine is. That's where the least good booze and cookies are. Let's go to the church. Right? There's no better place to convince people to go find meaning than the place where there's like nothing good to eat, really. And then when you eat the thing that's not good, people are like, hey, imagine this is a person's fucking skin. How about that? That's fun, right? Imagine this is a little old J-boy skin, a little flesh, a little hair, a little booger, maybe, I don't know, a little taint, a little something. Right? Are we eating the whole flesh, or are we just being selective about the flesh of the guy, like with the cow? You know what I mean? Where we just eat the good parts and give the rest to the dog. I don't know what's going on here. Who's the dog of Christ? Who's the dog that eats the shitty wafers of Christ? I don't know. That's a happy dog, though, I'm sure. Anyway, let's see this New York Post article. Jesus rose from the dead. Now he's raising follower counts. Oh, my God. You know, if there's one thing that Trump being in office has done, it has emboldened people with conservative style puns to really, really, really make a splash in the scene. And I'm here for it. I want to hear what else they got. This is a good one. He's raising follower counts. I already heard the one about, like, you know, he has 12 followers, you know, Twitter followers, etc. So, yeah, get some new material. That's good. A new class of hip, young Catholic content creators is making a viral splash on social media, eagerly spreading the good news in an age of uncertainty and making Catholicism cooler than ever, just in time for Easter. Is this not sad that they're trying so hard to make this a thing? Stop trying to make fetch happen, dingleberries, okay? It's not going to happen. There's so much to pick apart with this, and I'm going to do it, I promise you, because I've seen it on multiple platforms where they keep trying to make this happen. Like, they keep trying to convince people that religion is coming back and like, this is happening now, right? And what they imagine is that we're such a bunch of drooling ninnies that we're just going to go, like, we just go wherever everybody's going, which is, okay, look, to be fair, that is what we do. But we go places that are cool, like Juggalo concerts, okay? Not the fucking Catholic Church. Hello? We're not going to go over there. There's no Faygo. There's nothing. Do you understand? Like, you haven't changed anything. Why are people going to go to your event? Nobody cares. The people that do care, I haven't even read this, but I am willing to bet 100,000 gazillion bagels, okay, which I have eaten in my lifetime because I come from New York City, that these are influencer Catholics, which means they're not real Catholics, which means that we are still fully in the postmodern age of cosplaying literally everything that used to mean something before. And that's all this is, okay? Just like tradwives, okay? Tradwives are not tradwives, okay? Because I don't remember no bitch from the year 1308 churning butter and then, you know, calling her fucking agent on the line so that they can discuss the latest partnership with whatever, like, nail polish company they're hooked up with so that she can wear them while she churns butter for the camera. You know what I mean? That's not very traditional, in my opinion. And I think the jig is up and everybody already knows that. But the thing with the Catholic influencers is a sad thing because these are boomers who want to believe that magic is going to happen again. Like, it's going to, like, we're going to get it back, baby. Like, the whole spirit of America, we're going to get where it's coming back, baby. All we got to do is, you know, I don't know, raise the price of gas. If nobody can move around enough, maybe they'll shake hands with their neighbors more or something like that. Maybe people will carpool and have a conversation and really reignite the spirit of American leather belts and Bud Lights. And I don't know enough about America. I'm from the Bronx, okay, which is not America. But anyway, okay, these are not real Catholics. And I feel so bad for these people because they are really jazzed about these people coming into their churches with their little camera phones, and like, they look all dapper and they're so clean, and they don't realize that this is a Satanist probably, or an atheist at best, who's just kind of moseying on in because they think this might help them go viral somehow, and this is just a new good angle. I have other shit to say about that, but I only have 2 minutes, so let's dive into that. Let's go down a little bit. Look at this, these two idiots with their fucking ash cross. Okay. What is that? What are they? Are those ashes of from Palestine? okay. Like, where is this from? Iran? Did they get the ashes from that girl school that they bombed? Is that what it is? They just dipped their fingers in that, huh? For Easter Sunday. Okay. That's nice. Are these just like the people have the biggest chins I've ever seen. Even the chick. I think her chin is bigger than the guy's chin, actually. Yeah. I think, you know what they look like? They look like they did that app swap, you know, where you swap faces, but they just swap the chins out. These are a brother and sister that are dating. Okay, let's go down. Actor, look at this. Actor David Henry, who regularly posts about his Catholic faith for his 2.9 million Instagram followers, chats with other big names like Bishop Robert Barron from Minnesota, who has 654K, blah, 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 blah. Gen Zer Emily Denani, creator of Catholic Converts. Like, they really think that these are real Catholics? Like, these actors? You don't believe anything about what an actor says. Actors are psychotic, bipolar, unmedicated because they think that they have found like a homeopathic solution to their borderline personality disorders. People who are just roaming the earth looking for humans to love them in a way where they don't have to reciprocate because they're hollow. That's why they're actors. And that's why actors are good at being actors, because there's nothing inside of them, so they can fill themselves up with somebody else's essence and make art. That's why the best actor is an actor who knows they're an actor and stays in their lane. You know, you respect those people. They do good work. But people have forgotten actors. Actors are cringe because actors have started to try to get into the influencer economy, which means they're trying to be like human, and they're not. And that's sad. And everybody knows it, and you see right through it. It's like when politicians try to be human, it's the same thing. It's like, stop it. Please take the power we give you, which is what you really want, but at least give us the shit that we want, that you said you were going to do. And then we'll call it even, Steven. And then you can go and go to Washington, D.C. and eat the children, eat the babies. OK, and do that. But like, fix the tariffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what it's all about. This is what I'm trying to say. OK, David Henry, the actor, couldn't make it in Hollywood because Hollywood has collapsed. So actors are trying, they're just going out like termites. They're trying to find new trees to like thrive in. And this is it, because Catholics are already so fake that I guess it's a good way for, like, it's a good blend for an actor. This is a good look for them. I'm happy for them. Go cosplay Catholicism. Somebody's got to do something with these churches. You know what I mean? And they're not going to give it to the homeless because, you know, what are they, Christian? Or something, that would be like a Christian thing to do. So give it to the actors. Give it to the actors. That's my take on that. All right, let's move on to the next story. Let's do this. Artemis 2 kicks off trip around the moon after surpassing Apollo 13's distance record. And this is another story that is it heralds something. I know everybody feels it and people call it different things. They call it late stage capitalism. They call it the collapse of the empire. They call it all kinds of things that they all stole from Star Wars, and they don't actually understand what's happening. And to be honest, neither do I, but I'm not willing to give up the reality that I don't know what the fuck's going on and replace it with a term to make me sound smart. I don't know what's happening. I know we all feel it. I know postmodern maybe is like the closest I've come to feeling what we feel. But even Artemis 2 going to the moon and beating Apollo 13's record, when you know that Katy Perry just got blasted off into space like last year, right? And all that came out of that was just like internet controversy. Like, we even use something as epic as going to the moon or going into space. I guess she didn't go to the moon. She just went into orbit. But just going to space now is just another turd you can throw at the wall of controversy. You know, it's just internet. It's all internet. That's the scary thing, is that the internet's becoming like the real place, and the real world's becoming the fake place, the place where you go do shit like pretend to be Catholic so you can go online and do the real work of getting attention from people. So I don't know what's going on with this, but I mean, I don't know. If I were to believe in conspiracies, I would say that I'm going to tell you what my conspiracy theory is about this. I think the internet, which is funded by tech companies who all have a vested interest in getting into space, by the way. But I think the internet has been purposefully made just completely deranging and anxiety producing and completely toxic and negative, but also necessary to life, like financial transactions, your job, when you get to go on Slack, all that shit. I think it's been intentionally hijacked to make you freak out so much that we go to the moon. That's what I think is happening. They want to make it so that it feels like the world is on fire so hard that it actually translates. It like funnels all of our energy towards leaving Earth, because nobody even wants to be here anymore. It's so toxic here that you just want to get away from your mom or something, or like your uncle, you know, or like your president or some shit, or just like you just want to get away from geopolitics, or, you know, you just want to get away from people who walk around going, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Or at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You just want to get away from that shit so hard that you're willing to put all your tax dollars towards getting into space and terraforming some other place, because then you'll have a grace period of at least 10 years before the idiots show up. It's always like that. The internet was like that. First 10 years, amazing. Then the idiots came. They finally figured out how to work the router, and then they got online, and then everything went to shit because assholes chase idiots. You know what I mean? And when the assholes get there, they derange the idiots, and then it just becomes a shit show. And yeah, that's my conspiracy. I think that's the way they decided that they're going to convince people to go to space. That's how they're going to fund NASA again, and that's how all these tech companies are going to just keep having the money to get those rockets out into space. It's by making it seem like everything here is so bad that we have to go to Mars. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's my conspiracy theory. I'm going to throw that one out there for you. You could just have that. Okay? Just keep it. And then for everybody else, I guess, I mean, like, what's the alternative? We stay down here and pretend we're Catholic again? That's lame. Let me tell you something. We're not going back to that. We can't. We could forcibly, like if you get forced to, right? I don't know if some crazy thing happens with dictatorship or something, but nobody will ever mean it again. It's going to be bullshit. It's going to be cosplay. So if anything, you know what I think is happening? Rich people are becoming religious. I think that's what's happening. I think it's just that people who became rich, like Joe Rogan era people, they're all like at the age where longevity research has failed them. They are still going to die. So now they have to figure out another way to live forever. So they're going to like maybe dabble in Christianity for a little bit. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening, because that's what happens when people get old. They realize that, you know, whatever's like the potential live forever science of the day, like alchemy or some shit, or like the fountain of youth, right? It fails. And then you're like, hey, what about that Jesus guy? I heard that if I eat his taint and you know, drink his semen, I can live forever. Is that right? I don't know why I got Jewish again there. This is a really weird episode. I don't know what's going on. I think it's because Justin's here. Okay, so let's see. But the Artemis II thing, I mean, I think that's cool. I mean, good luck with the U.S. government trying to compete with Bezos and Elon Musk or whatever. Well, you know, whatever. That's fine. I think it's pretty cool that they are going to space. It'd be cool to go to space. I don't know. You know, whatever, dude. I don't care. I care about what's happening down here because I'm too broke to ever go to space. So that's kind of, I think, what a lot of people feel too. I don't think I'm alone in that. Let's see. I think that's it. Let's move on to the next story. I don't know. What's going on with the following? Okay. Oh, this is a good one. So, you know, on that note of science, right, you got 8 scientists missing or dead. Full list of baffling disappearances in the U.S. This is an interesting title. This is an interesting topic because I'm going to tell you something. Scientists have gone dead or missing for many decades now. Many decades under mysterious circumstances have full on died. They've been connected to a lot of dirty shit. And the fact is that because of COVID, the COVID era conspiracy, you know, like bonanza that happened at the time, it just tuned everybody into weird shit. So it's like only now when they're noticing stuff like that. But there's even people dying like on live television that nobody gave a shit about before COVID because they just weren't tuned into that kind of stuff. Like when the Saudi prince killed a journalist on live television in Turkey at a Turkish embassy, they cut him up into pieces and got and like disposed of him. And I don't think they completed it. I think they may have found the body. I don't remember. It was a while ago. But nobody gave a shit about that because the Pizzagate hadn't really kicked off and people hadn't done their like rabbit hole deep dives on fucking YouTube and Wikipedia. So they weren't like, you know, the antennas weren't out for that story. But 8 scientists go missing now, and now it's a huge thing. And then at the same time, it isn't, right? Because look around you, wherever you are, right? You're at a coffee shop or something. Is anybody freaked out? No. Nobody cares. Plus, this is probably conflating these 8 scientists in a way that probably isn't even true, right? Because in a way, it's also bullshit. So it's just like another... This is like they took the conspiracy bonanza from COVID, right? They crunched through it, okay? They kept throwing shit out there. People were eating it up. A lot of stuff was true, which was like a big oh shit moment for a lot of institutions. But then, you know, media kicks in and the economy kicks in and the marketplace kicks in. And they realize, wait a minute, we don't have to tell them the truth. We can just tell them anything. They love this shit. They'll eat it up. So now... Like, it's just a conspiracy time. That's all. The lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins the other day was trying to say something about a conspiracy about music in this way where it's like, it wasn't a conspiracy at all. I'm not going to dive into that too much because I don't have a clip, but basically that's just the language of now, is just to make everything sound like a conspiracy. But let's see what's up with this shit. So a string of 8 dead and missing scientists is causing concern in the U.S. as some of the disappearances are extremely baffling. Yeah, okay. One of the, are they baffling? Like what, how did they find them? Huh? Did somebody have their brains blown out, but somebody had put a stencil on the wall? So it was like in the shape, the blood and the brain was in the shape of a bear or something on the wall. Like what was baffling about it? Was somebody dead and attached to 100,000 balloons floating in the air? How was it baffling? You know what I mean? Was it just a dead person in a panda enclosure? And they're like, pandas are really sweet. How did that happen? This is baffling. What happened? Okay. One of the missing scientists was a retired Air Force general, and some of the others had professional ties to him. Whether there is any connection is unclear. That's the first sentence. Okay. However, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department in New Mexico, oh yeah, I have a lot of confidence in them, said that the agency is looking into this to see if there is any connection at all. Okay. The agency is investigating one of the disappearances of retired Air Force General William Neil McCasland. 2 of the missing scientists, McCasland and Monica Riza, had a close professional connection and disappeared within 8 months of each other. I mean, that one's definitely pretty suspect, but meh. I mean, they're missing. They could have run away together. They could have done a murder-suicide. They could have been kidnapped by, some Iranian agent or something. Anything could have happened that would make sense. Would describe Riza as a quote-unquote rocket scientist. Is it in quotes because she's a woman? Monica Riza? Is that what it is? She's a lady scientist. She's a rocket scientist. You know what that means. She makes cookies real fast. She makes it. Some of the deaths do not appear related due to the circumstances. However, 4 of the 8 suddenly disappeared. Yeah, that's really weird. The disappearance of multiple scientists and military personnel with ties to advanced research is deeply concerning. I've already requested FBI involvement, and we will keep pressing for answers. Fox News' Will Kane highlighted the issue, saying that the missing and dead scientists dealt with sensitive information. Then there's a full list. We can skip that. Down. Okay, she was hiking. Hiking. I mean, women are not good at hiking. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened with that. She might have just walked off a cliff. Let's see. The flyer, the resident of Los Angeles County, who was last seen hiking on June 22nd, 2025. There is concern for Ms. Rez's well-being. Yeah, no shit. I would think so. Let's see. Can we go down more? Is everybody listed there, like, in detail? There's a Facebook page devoted to find. I mean, it seems like it's mostly her that really disappeared and then that other guy. Yeah, that's it. So then no mention of the other 8. Let's see. But then there's no list. There's just her. Thanks, Yahoo News. Really came through there. There's no names. Ugh, are you kidding me? And then somebody didn't do the rest of their article and they just submitted it. That's what happened. Or did AI write this? Is that what happened? Female, white. She's not white. Is she? Maybe. She could be like a really tan Greek or something. But anyway, that's thanks for not giving a list of eight people. I mean, this seems like such a nothing burger of a story. See what I'm saying? Like, this is what they think of you. They're just like, at this point, they know that most people are just going to read the headline. And then all of the influencers are going to have a field day in their respective niches, whether they are into UFO research or into like any kind of geopolitical intrigue or anything like that. And like the media economy just thrives. That's it. And they don't even respect you enough as a person to think that you're going to look at this article and want to know each of the eight names of these scientists so that you could maybe find out a little bit more for yourself. They don't think that you're smart enough or curious enough. And the thing is that they're mostly right. That's the problem. They're right. But this is bullshit. You see what I'm saying? Look, all I had to do was look in one article and this is already, there's a woman missing. That's what this is about. A woman is missing. She went hiking. Yeah. We don't know if she's even a good hiker. She could suck at hiking. And that's what happened. Or maybe she got into that situation when there was a man and a bear in the woods. She ran to the bear and that was a big mistake. And thanks, Twitter, for putting that in her head that she should run to the bear. Now, look, a bear ate this lady and she was doing really important rocket science research. Well, I guess air quotes, rocket science, whatever. I guess she was like bringing the men the coffee or something like that. I don't know what's going on there. But that's what happens. You see what I'm saying? Don't let women hike in the woods and fill them up with stupid bullshit like run to the bear instead of a man. OK, this is what happens. Now we lost a brilliant mind. OK, thanks, Twitter. Thanks. And then eight other scientists who apparently nobody gives a shit enough about to even list are also, you know, seven others. They're also missing. And then there's a guy that's related to her. Somehow they work together. So, OK. Yeah. I mean, really, that guy, I want to know about that guy. How did he go missing? It doesn't seem like there's any information about him at all. So what is happening right now? You know what I mean? Like we live in nothing, in like this broken down palace of information. And this is why people only read the headlines, because it's like living in Disneyland, you know, where all the houses are, it's only the front to them and there's no back. That's what we live in right now. Well, I guess that's what the internet is, right? I guess that's why. This is atrocious. Yahoo News, you've made an enemy of Melissa Diaz. I'm coming for you, okay? I will not rest until I find out the names of those other seven scientists. And also until you're held accountable for your lazy journalism. Worse than lazy, insultingly lazy journalism. Anyway. Let's go down to our final story. Oh, no, wait. We have two more stories? One more story. Our final story. Ah, yes. AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I can say it like that because I am Puerto Rican as well. Okay? I don't have to anglicize anything. I can say empanada and nobody would bat an eye. I don't look like a douchebag unless you mistake me for a Caucasian at the time, in which case, yes, I do sound like a douchebag, but I'm not because I'm a Diaz. OK, that's right. Cortez. I bet the Diazes and the Cortez, when they were like conquistadors, I bet they fucking hated each other when they were coming from Spain over here, because I don't like her. I never have. I just instinctively don't like her. I think it's my genetics. I think it's my conquistador genetics going up against her conquistador genetics. And I bet you we were both like, fuck this asshole. Like way back in like 18 or whatever the hell. 1452. No, that was too early. 1452. That's right. I'm right. 1492. No, wait. 1501. Anyway. AOC hit with ethics complaint over $19,000 in campaign cash spent on ketamine specialist. I found this really fascinating because actually I just spent a weekend with a ketamine specialist. I didn't do any ketamine, but I was in a space, let's say. I don't want to divulge too much. I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to sell out my friend, my new friends in high places. And I do mean high. But I was basically at some retreat as a guest, just kind of in and out, perusing, if you will, the shamans and the bodywork offerings. And they had a ketamine room. And these people, ketamine's huge now. Ketamine has made a big comeback in the respectable classes, much like Christianity, apparently. And that's the thing. It's like the minute rich people start doing it, guaranteed that you're going to have to deal with people doing it around you eventually, because they're going to be copying rich people and hanging out with rich people and doing what rich people do. And so you're just going to be surrounded by a bunch of douchebags that are high on Christ and sniffling ketamine just like it's cedar fever week, and they're just squirting their noses with it like it's Flonase or something. So anyway, she's facing fresh scrutiny after a government watchdog accused her of improperly spending campaign cash on a psychiatrist tied to controversial ketamine therapy. The DC-based National Legal and Policy Center filed a joint complaint Friday with the Federal Elections Commission at the Office of Congressional Conduct, urging both agencies to investigate the New York Democrat, her campaign committee, and its treasurer, Frank Llewellyn. It reads, NLPC alleges that AOC's expenditure of almost $19,000 of campaign funds in 2025 to psychiatrist Dr. Brian W. Boyle, ostensibly for leadership training and consulting, was expended instead for personal psychiatric services provided to AOC or members of her campaign staff. I mean, they probably had a weekend retreat and they did a bunch of ketamine. Accordingly, these expenses were also misreported by the campaign committee with the FEC. NLPC requests that the FEC and OCC immediately investigate the facts and circumstances of these payments and impose appropriate penalties and disciplinary sanctions against AOC. Let me tell you something. Look, I don't like AOC personally, okay? She's like, when I look at her, I look at like what I would have been if I had continued down my personal path of joining the State Department, all this stuff. It's like looking at her is like looking into a mirror darkly, you know, and I don't know if that's a phrase, something like that. But she's definitely that, you know, she's like she's like my shadow self. And when I see her, I understand her. And I'm going to tell you something. I completely support her using ketamine in her campaign, for her staff, for herself. 19K, I mean, who knows what the rates are even for ketamine? I don't personally know, for like actual medical grade, nice, pure ketamine that you get from like some lady named Lisa who has dreads, but it's extremely competent, you know, and like knows her shit and actually like is educated. I don't know. I support that. I think politicians should do more mind-altering drugs, actually, because politicians are no better than actors, really. That's why actors become politicians a lot of the time when they retire, if they still want to be loved by people and kind of be in the mix. And it's just a matter of an actor. For an actor, it's just a matter of like, this is your new script, right? And this is what I do now. And this is the person I'm pretending to be. And they love it. And good for them. But they should probably take some ketamine, actors. They're fucked up. And politicians are fucked up. I think they should do acid. I think they should do LSD. I think they should do psilocybin. I think they should do ketamine. I think they should do all those things. I want all my politicians completely roided up on crazy substances, because then, you know what might happen, actually? We might actually get some good policies passed. Huh? How about that? See, we got all these old fuddy-duddies. We got like 80-year-old, like octogenarian Congress people, okay, who are calcified into their fucking seats, okay? They it's like you have to like take them out of their seats with a fucking spatula, because they're like stuck to it at that point, just arthritic. They can't even get up. You just have to like lift them up and they're still like in a seated position. You just kind of take them to their next seat. And that's just how they get around, because they're old and they don't even do drugs. So they're just, their thoughts, they're like 30 years behind the times, you know? Get them some ketamine. Get them some acid. Yes. AOC is good for the, good on her for doing this. Get the whole fucking campaign on ketamine. Everybody do ketamine. Everybody hug each other. Do Molly. Do Molly. Feel love. Right? When's the last time a politician felt love for anybody? Never. It never happened. They don't know how to love. They only know power. They love power. You get them some Molly, they could be in a big cuddle pile with their buddies, with their campaign teams, and just hug each other and just realize, like, hey, you know, hey, maybe people need healthcare. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we should actually do that. Okay? That's what would happen if they actually took acid. This bitch needs to push for this more, actually. She should double down. She should be like, I did nothing wrong. And in fact, I think everybody in Congress should do ketamine. I rest my case. That's it. And she would become the president if she did that shit, okay? This would happen. Trust me, okay? People who work in campaigns, campaign strategists, listen to me, Melissa Diaz, okay? Make AOC promote ketamine as, like, mandatory for Congress. She will become president next election cycle. Can I get an amen? Amen! She will. I swear. I swear to you, okay? I think this is great. I think this is great that she did ketamine. I think more people should do more in Congress. Not me. I think that's dumb, actually. I don't have those kind of problems. But Congress people, they do. They need to take ketamine, okay? They need to take it all. Mandatory. Can I stress that more? Mandatory. They need to take acid. They do. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm trying to solve the world's problems, and I'm just yelling into a vacuum. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? This is how it feels. I could solve everything if you would just watch my podcast. But anyway, that's it for me. That's it for today. I was Melissa Diaz. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing. AOC is amazing for doing ketamine. I think that's amazing. I think that's a good trajectory. And it's given me a little bit of optimism, actually, for the future. So thank you so much. Tune in again next week. I'll be here every Monday. Next time, I'm going to have a shiny new desk. So that's going to be something to tune into. That's going to be so cool. I'm going to have a cool news desk. Okay. Are you psyched? Because I am. Anyway, thanks again. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And yeah, subscribe, like, all that shit. Goodbye.